Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Shmini. At the end of Parshat Tzav, we are told that Aaron and his sons are supposed to remain in the Ohel Moed for 7 days while Moshe performs the Avodah. He performs the Avodah of the Miluim, of consecrating the Mishkan at the end of Perek Chet, that Petach Ohel Moed Teishvu Yomam V'Laila Shivat Yamim U'Shmartem Et Mishmart Hashem V'Lo Tamutu Kuchein Suveiti V'Yasa Aaron U'Vanav Et Kol Dvarim Asher Tziva Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Aaron and his sons stay in the Ohel Moed, and they watch Moshe. And then our parsha begins in Perek Tet, Vayi Bayom Hashmini Kara Moshe Le'Aaron U'Levanav U'Ziknei Yisrael. Moshe transfers the authority of the Beit HaMikdash, of being the Kohen Gadol, to his brother and to his brother's descendants. There is a very powerful scene, if you use your imagination for a moment. Here it is, Moshe Rabbeinu, who has been working and working, giving his entire neshama to building this Mishkan, and working for 7 days as the Kohen Gadol. And then he steps aside with pure simcha, with pure selfishness, and says, Aaron, it's your turn. You're the Kohen Gadol now. You and your sons and your descendants are going to be the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim in general. Not me. And Moshe steps aside. An outstanding display of dedication to Hashem and dedication to the mission that Hashem has for him. Anyway, so Aaron is called by Moshe, and he has a job to do, to bring certain korbanot. And in Perek Tet Pasuk Zayin, the seventh pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, Kirav el HaMizbeach, Vaseyat Chatatcha, etc. Moshe tells Aaron, Kirav el HaMizbeach, come close. And it's very strange. The Medrash picks up, and Rashi quotes this Medrash, that why Kirav el HaMizbeach? He's already there. Why is Moshe calling him again? He's already there. So on that pasuk, Rashi quotes the Medrash, Shehaya Aharon Bush, V'yarei, Lageshet. Aharon was ashamed. He was afraid to come close to the Mizbeach. Amar lo Moshe, so Moshe says to him, Lama ata Bush? What are you ashamed for? Lekach nivcharta. This is what you're chosen for. Come and do the Avoda. Again, picking up, and the Sifzei Chachamim says this on Rashi, why would it say Kirav al HaMizbeach? Moshe says, Lama tabush? Lekach nivcharta. What does that mean? And more generally, what message might that have for you and me as far as our role in Avodat Hashem? The Ramban brings a number of explanations for Moshe's usage of the word Kirav al HaMizbeach. The first pshat that the Ramban gives is Pasha pshat, at least according as the Ramban sees it. The Ramban tells us that what the specific or new message that Moshe is giving Aharon is you must go, I'll quote the Ramban, Kirav el Tzfon HaMizbeach. Va'asei sham ha'chatat v'ha'ola kihem shchitatan betzafon. Moshe says to Aharon, you've got to go now to the north of the Mizbeach, what we call the Beit HaMitmachayim, where all the shchita takes place. That's what he's telling him to go. Kirav al Mizbeach means you have to move locations now. You're about to bring a chatat, you're about to bring an ola, you got to go to the north. However, the Ramban has other explanations as to what Kirav al HaMizbeach means, and what the Medrash means when it says, Lama tabush lekach nivcharta, what are you ashamed for? This is what you were chosen for. The Ramban quotes the Medrash that brings a mashal. The mashal is of a king who marries a woman, perhaps she's a commoner, not used to being in the palace, not used to being married to the king, and she's embarrassed. Mitbayeshet milfanav, says the Ramban, says the Medrash. She's embarrassed in front of him, maybe ashamed. So nichnasa etzla achota. Her sister comes to the bride, to the kala, and says to her, what are you ashamed? He picked you. You're the kala, you're the bride, you're here to be with the king, so go and be with the king. And the Ramban uses the language, I'm sorry, the Medrash uses the language, hagisi da'atech. Now that comes from the word gas or gas ruach. We know that every single nida in the world has a positive side to it, a positive component to it, and a negative component to it. Gas ruach, the Gemara often and regularly tells us being haughty, being gaivadik is terrible. However, sometimes there's a positive side to it. And here we say, hagisi da'atech. In this mashal, the sister says to the kala who's marrying the king, hagisi da'atech, be more confident, be more assertive. This is what you were chosen for. Stand up to the plate, so to speak. And then the Medrash, quoted by the Ramban, gives us the nimshal. This is what Moshe said to Aharon. Why were you chosen to be the Kohen Gadol? To serve Hashem. That's what you were chosen for. Hages da'atech. Be more assertive. Be more confident. Be more sure of yourself. And serve Hashem. As the Ramban says in the next pshat, but I think it applies here as well, don't be such a shfal ruach kol kach. And at this point in your avoda, at this point in your service, hages da'atech. Be assertive. Be stronger. Recognize that this is what you were chosen for. Lekach nivcharta, lama tabush. Don't be so ashamed. Lekach nivcharta. As a matter of fact, the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Bornstein, the second Sachachaga Rebbe, on his commentary on Parshat Beshalach, quotes this Medrash from our Parsha, and says this Mida of Hages Da'atech, of being more assertive, is what enables a Jew to serve Hashem every day. It's what enables a Jew to daven every day. How am I, when I think for a moment, how am I, lonely me, lowly me, mortal me, finite me, you want me then to go and serve God, the infinite? I can't. Says the Shem Yishmuel, no, this is how you do it. Hages da'atech. You're right, you have smichat ge'ula l'tfila, that now I, and then I say Hashem, sfatai tiftach ufi agitatecha, baruch ata. And I can start davening already, speaking in second person to God. Because you have to have a little, now I hate to use this expression, but a little gaiva, a little, yes, I'm able, bishvili nivra ha'olam, I'm able to serve God, I'm able, I must serve God. That's the second pshat of the Ramban. The first was the Pashup Shah to go to the north of the Mizbeach. The second is, Lama Tabush, Lekach Nivcharta. Don't be so ashamed. That's what you were chosen for. However, the Ramban continues with another explanation of this Medrash. The Ramban says that Aharon saw the Mizbeach Kitavnit Shor. He saw the Mizbeach as an ox that was ready to pounce on Aharon himself. Why? What did Aharon do wrong? Aharon did have a component, had a role to play in the Egel HaZahav. And says the Ramban, V'hayani d'melo ki'ilu tsurata Egel sham me'akev b'kaparotav. Aharon saw, that's why he hesitated. He hesitated because he saw his past. He saw an embarrassing past of the sin of the Egel HaZahav, and says Moshe, don't be shfal ruach kol kach, amar lo hagas da'atach, again, be strong, don't be distracted by the sin, lama tabush, don't be distracted by it, don't let the sin that you did prevent you. Don't let the sin, don't let your past prevent you from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You made mistakes in the past? You did. So we say, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Why Hashem, Hashem? One is before the chait, and one is after the chait. You shouldn't have sinned. Agreed. And now that you did, so now what do? So you're paralyzed forever? You're never going to serve God? Chalila v'chalila. The answer is no. Get up. Dust yourself off and go serve God. Lekach nivcharta, go ahead. This is similar, this third pshat in the Ramban is similar to a pshat that's written in the Sefer Moshav Zakenim. Moshav Zakenim is a collection of perushim on the Chumash from Baalei Tosfot. We don't know exactly who wrote it or who compiled these Divrei Torah. It's probably written after the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, who died in the beginning of the 14th century. Anyway, the Moshav Zakenim quotes a Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Bet Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Sadak, Ein Ma'amidin Parnas Al Hatzibur Ela im kein kupa shel shratzim tlula lo me'achorav. A lot of ways to translate that word, this Gemara in Yuma Chav Bet Amud Bet. But the Moshe of Zakenim explains it like this, that one should not, ein ma'amidin parnas al atzibur, you're not allowed to appoint a leader over or for a community. Ela im kein kupa shel shratzim tlula lo me'achorav. Unless, so to speak, he's got a basket of shratzim, of animals, of tamei animals, on his back. And the Moshe of Zakenim understands it like this. Any leader who is perfect is not a leader. Either they are not perfect, and they're hiding something, or as the Moshe of Zakenim says, or they're not perfect. Oh, I'm sorry, or they are really perfect, and they've never sinned. I don't want that kind of leader either. Because I can never relate to that person, and guess what? He or she cannot relate to me. Because they've never sinned. And they can become haughty. Says Moshe to Aharon, Lama atabush, lekach nivcharta. You're concerned about your sin? You feel humbled by your sin? You feel remorseful for the mistake that you made by the Egel HaZahav? That is the precise reason why you were picked. Because of the humility and the remorse that you have. Because of the kupa shel shratzim hatluya lecha me'acharecha. You made some mistakes? Wonderful. Now you're a human being. Welcome to the human race. Now you can be my leader. Now you can be the Kohen Gadol. Now you can serve God. You're perfect? You can't relate to me. And I cannot relate to you. Perhaps one can suggest, this is my own understanding, but perhaps one can suggest this is why Moshe could not have been the Kohen Gadol. Moshe was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu really, and there's a lot of Gemaras to support this idea, Moshe really did have a hard time understanding how hard it is for me and you to perform simple mitzvot every single day and to avoid Averot every single day. Aaron wasn't like that. Aaron made mistakes. And therefore, you can be my leader. This is the kind of leader that I want. This idea is also similar to an idea that was said by the Chida Rav Ozev Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He lived in Yerushalayim and he died in the early 19th century. The Chida wrote a sefer called the Pnei David. The Pnei David was a commentary also on the Torah and the Haggadah and other topics. And it was first published in 1792. And the Chida quotes a Gemara in Berachot. I believe the Gemara is on Daf Yud Bet. Amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Ha'oseh Dvar Aveira U'mitbayesh Bo Mochalin Lo Al Kol Avonotav. Whoever does an Aveira and is mitbayesh Bo and has shame and remorse because of it, Mochalin Lo Al Kol Avonotav. Lama tabush, then, says the Chida, says Moshe to Aharon. What are you ashamed for? You feel terrible about your sin? Wonderful. That huge remorse and hesitation, that is why you must be the leader. Anyway, that's all in the Ramban and some other ideas in the Ramban. I wanted to share a last idea that is quoted, it is written in the Degel Machaneh Ephraim. The Degel Machaneh Ephraim was written by Rav Moshe Chaim Ephraim of Mezhebuzh. He died in 1800 in Mezhebuzh, and he was the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. And the Degel Machaneh Ephraim actually was printed after he died. After the Baal Shem Tov's death, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim studied under the Magid of Mezrich and others, and then eventually he became a Rebbe in his own right. He's buried next to the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhebuzh, actually. Anyway, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim quotes the Arizal, and he quotes the Baal Shem Tov on the Medrash that we said, Lama atabush lekach nivcharta, says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim in the name of the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov. Peirush is like this. As a matter of fact, here, I'll read it inside. Hutamua mishum shenivchar bazeh lo yistalek habusha me'alav. That's what Moshe is saying. Moshe is saying, Lama tabush lekach nivcharta. Don't have busha. Why? Just because you're the Kohen Gadol now, you can't have busha. Rather, he says, again quoting his grandfather, Mipnei sheyesh lecha yira ubusha min Hashem yitbarach lekach nivcharta. The very mida of busha, the very mida of recognizing that you're not everything, that you're not 100% there yet, that you're not perfect, that is the mida that makes you a great leader. It's similar to the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Yigimel Amud Bet, Kol HaMachazer Al HaGdula, Gedula Borachat Mimenu, V'Chol HaBoreach Mina Gedula, Gedula Mechazeret Acharav. You run after greatness, greatness is running away from you. But if you run away from greatness, Lama Tabush, Lekach Nivcharta, the fact that you are Bush, that's the reason, that the Mida of Busha Bichlal, not just the Egel HaZahavet Ramban said and others, but just the general recognition that you're not there yet, that you have Busha, that's exactly what makes a great leader. To summarize, we've seen a range of visions of leadership as depicted by the Medrash, and Rashi quotes it, Elama Tabush Lekach Nivcharta. The Ramban brought up Pashupshat, as we said, about going to the north side, but he also of the Mizbeach, but he also talked about why were you chosen to be the Kohen Gadol? To serve Hashem. So get up there, have confidence, be assertive. That was the first Pshat of the Ramban, and the second Pshat, and others quoted that, as again, the Shem Yishmuel, and others. And we had the second idea, That be human. You're a human being. Anshei Kodesh Tihyunlin. The Kutzker Rebbe says, Anshei Kodesh Tihyunlin. You've got to be Kadosh, sure. But Anshei Kodesh first. You're a human being. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim. The Torah was given to you. And the Torah was given to me. And we're humans. And don't be distracted by your humanity. Don't be distracted by your mistakes. Whether you explain it like the Moshe of Zakenim, who described the Gemara of Kupa Shel Shratzim, Atluyun Lecha Me'acharecha, or the idea of the Chida, who says that if you do an Avera, you mitbayesh, or the Degel Machane Ephraim, that the very Mida of Busha, that's what's great about being a leader. So it's all about the balance. On the one hand, you have to say, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. Get up there, Lama Tabush, don't be ashamed. God needs you, so to speak. And the only way for me to serve God is by having this midah of confidence and self-assuredness in relation to God. On the other hand, recognize that you're only a human being. Lama tabush, that's it. That's what it is. The midah of busha. The midah that you're not perfect. That's the kind of midah that an Eved Hashem needs in order to serve God properly and successfully. Emir Tzashem, we should all be zoche to balance these two ideas, one of the self-confidence in serving God, he wants us, he's asking us to serve him, on the other hand, recognizing that we're only human, and you make a mistake, you get up, and you keep serving God. We should all be zoche to balance these two ideas, and to serve God to the utmost of our potential. Have a Shabbat Shalom.